Greetings, friends, and welcome to part 12 in our 12-part series of programs entitled Biblical Economics. Are you ready to get out of debt and take control of your finances to be free and financially secure? If so, then you've tuned into the right program, because today we're going to start talking about paying and planning. In our previous program, we talked about the first step to getting out of debt and to becoming financially secure was to start praying. And in today's program, we're going to talk about start paying and planning. That's what we need to do, is to start paying and planning. After you've prayed about it, then start paying and then start planning. Now, why do I say start paying? Well, this program is called the ABCs of the Bible, so we're going to give you the ABCs about paying. The A is attitude. We have to have the attitude that we are going to put God first with at least 10% of our money. Now, I do not preach tithing as a commandment for Christians under the New Covenant. That was an Old Covenant commandment given to Israel. But the principle of tithing is a good principle. We see that Abraham and Jacob tithed prior to the Old Covenant, and so tithing is a good principle. Now, tithing just means a tenth. And what God intends to teach us through tithing is that we need to put Him first. We need to remember that God is the one that has blessed us with everything we have. And if we give God the first 10%, the best of what we have, then everything else will be put into perspective. God says to seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and then everything else will be added to us. All the physical things that we need will be added to us, because we're going to go about obtaining physical things in the right way. We're not going to spend too much money because we lust after things and then we spend more than what we earn. We're going to learn how to budget. We're going to learn how to give money to other people to make sure that we can satisfy other people's needs and not consume everything upon our own lust. So putting God first by giving God His due, 10% at least, is a very good principle to follow. And God says that wherever your treasure is, there your heart is also. He knows a lot about us by how we handle our money. So in terms of paying, it's the attitude that we have to put God first. That's what's most important, that we want to give to God, that we want to give to God's servants so that they can preach the gospel of God and help people to grow in the grace and knowledge of God, because that's an eternal prosperity that we will have. That prosperity of being totally unified with God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. That is what is most important. So we need to start paying. And the attitude is to put God first with 10% of our money. And if you are in such dire straits that you can't give 10% right off the bat, then work up toward it. But it is a goal that you should do at least a minimum of 10%. That's the principle that God gives us. And then the B out of the ABCs of start paying. The B is blessings. We should ask God for the blessing of faith, because it does take faith to look at your finances and say, I don't have 10% to give to God because I owe 110% to my creditors. It takes faith to do it. And actually, my recommendation is just to give God the 10% and let Him work out a miracle. And God will do that. So the B is blessings. Ask for the blessing of faith, not the blessing of increased material wealth. God says he who is faithful in the small things will be faithful in the little things. God says that you have faith. If you have faith of a mustard seed, then you can move a mountain. You can move that mountain of debt because you place your faith in God. So that's what you need to ask for. Not an increase in material things, but an increase in faith so that you can use the little bit of money that you have right now in the proper way. So my advice actually would be, just right now, with your next paycheck, give 10% to God. And what that means, you can give to your favorite charity, you can give to your church, or you can give to somebody yourself to help them to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And then the C out of the ABCs of start paying is character. You should also help other people with 10% of your time. That's right, with 10% of your time. That's another principle. And yes, you already work, and that's your time. And with the money that you earn, you give 10% to God. But also, just with your time that you have outside of work, you should spend that, at least 10% of your time, helping other people. So think about structuring your life that way. Get your focus off of yourself and onto God and other people. And if you have that approach that you're going to pay God, you're going to pay other people, that you're going to put them first, esteem others better than yourselves, that you're going to be a living sacrifice, pouring yourself out to bring life and to bring it abundantly to other people, that's the attitude that God wants you to have. And then He's going to bless you. He's going to help you to have that character, that divine nature, where it's natural for you to be a very giving and generous person. Now let's read 2 Corinthians verses chapter 9 and verses 7 through 11 to see this. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verses 7 through 11. It says, "Let each person give according as she or he has determined in his or her heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that you, always having sufficiency in everything, may abound to every good work." See this cycle of giving? If you give, God's going to give to you so that you can continue to give to others. It's a cycle of giving that we all should be growing in. In verse 9, "As it is written, He has scattered abroad, He has given to the poor." This is the example that God our Father and Jesus our elder brother has given to us. They have scattered abroad, they give to the poor. Their righteousness remains forever. Now, may He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, so that in every way you will grow richer and become even more generous, with the outcome being an increase in thanksgiving to God. God has set the pattern. He wants us to follow that pattern. And so, if we follow that pattern, God is going to ensure that we will grow richer so that we can become even more generous. Not so we can consume more things upon our lusts, but so that we can become more generous, with the outcome being an increase in thanksgiving to God. That's what this cycle of giving leads to, is ultimately an increase in thanksgiving to God as people praise God, because they see how loving God is, and they see God's love manifested through you and I. So that's part two, start paying. And the ABCs of part two, start paying, is the attitude. Put God first with 10% of the money. The B is the blessings to increase in faith. And the C is character to help others with 10% of our time. And then the third part is to start planning. And the ABCs of planning, the A is action. You should budget for 80% of your money. You're going to give 10% to God, and then you have 90% left over. Well, an action item is to budget for 80% of that money to pay your creditors, to pay all the people that you owe. The B is to think about the benefits. The benefit is, if you have a budget, is you'll have dominion over your finances. You'll be in control, because you'll see where your money is going. You'll see step by step how you're paying off your bills, how you're paying off your debt. You'll see step by step how you're getting out of debt, how you're becoming financially secure, because it will be in paper. And this power in putting the pen to the paper, seeing it before you, seeing it unfold before your very eyes. So have a budget. And the benefits is that you'll have dominion over your finances. And the C is to celebrate. That's where the other 10% comes in. Give yourself 10%. That's right. Pay God 10% first. Then give yourself 10%, and then with the other 80%, pay your creditors. And celebrating, giving yourself the 10%, that could be going out to dinner. That could be going to the movies. That could be doing all sorts of things, but within your limits. Don't live above your means. If you budget, you know that 80% of your money has to go to paying your bills. The first 10% goes to God, so you have 10% and only 10% for you to celebrate. And don't go above and beyond that. Now, finally, the last point is also to start paying. But this time, it's specifically paying the 80% of the money that you owe. And the action item there, the ABCs under this fourth part about paying this 80%, the A is action. Pay the necessities of your rent, food, etc., and then pay the highest interest rate that you have on any debt that you have, and then put extra on principal. The B, the benefit that you're going to receive from this, is that you'll be able to retain those things that are necessary for you. In other words, your house, you'll be able to keep your house. If it's necessary for you to have a car, you'll be able to keep your car because you're paying for it. You don't have to worry about the repossessor coming to repossess your car or to foreclose on your house. And you'll also retain peace of mind. You won't have to fear every time the doorbell rings that the sheriff is coming to arrest you for not paying your bills. It's not funny. I had to chuckle for that. But you won't have to worry about that. Every time the phone rings, you don't have to worry about somebody hounding you, saying, pay me my money, or else I'm going to foreclose on your home. That is ridiculous. Get out of that lifestyle by paying the 80% of your finances toward the necessary things. And then C again is to celebrate. Once you are out of debt and you have more money, more disposable income, then don't go out there and accumulate more debt. Don't go out there and spend everything you have to consume it upon your lust. We've already talked about that under praying for conversion from lust to love. Now, because you have the right perspective toward finances, you can celebrate by giving even more to God. So if you were giving 10% before, now give even more to God. If you were giving 10% of your time to people, give even more of yourself to others. And I wish I could give even more time to this subject, but my time is just about run out. What I do want to encourage you to do is log on to our website, because I have a budget sheet that I think is very simple. It'll be very useful for you to get on the right track. So please log on to our website so you can download this budget sheet. You can also read this article again that's entitled Biblical Economics. And this will really help you if you read this article again, meditate on it, follow all of the principles. God will bless you to be able to get out of debt, to become financially secure. So please log on to our website. It's www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. It's a free article. Everything we do, we give it to you for free. And in this case, I want you to be free of debt. Well, thank you for joining me on this series of programs entitled Biblical Economics.